Good morning, you're listening to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Covering, second day of the show, and I'm in the Stone Peak Iris Ceramica Group space with Hector Narvaez, the EVP of Sales and Marketing. Hector, how you doing?
Doing great. Always a pleasure to see you, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. Let's talk a little about your background. You've spent your whole career in the tile business. You got in with Marazzi a long time ago. And then spent many years with them as, you know, part of Mohawk and part of Dell Tile. And then you made a change, and you've been over here about 2 years now, right?
That's exactly right. Actually, April 17th was my second year anniversary here at Stone Peak.
I remember coming in this space 2 years ago and seeing you in here and thought you were just visiting.
A lot of people did. They were surprised. We kept it kind of secret. I don't think people expected that I would leave a great company like Marazzi, but I had a great opportunity that was presented to me, and it really, at you know, my point in my career, I really wanted to do something a little bit different, be able to be a coach and a mentor, and take a project that I thought I could use all of my experience towards and do something with it. So 2 years later, yes, we're here and having a lot of fun at it.
Yeah. So how's business?
It's end of April. I would say that the business has started to, to be where we were budgeting, where we thought we would be at this time of the year. There's a lot of uncertainty in the market that's slowing down our distributors from really engaging and bringing, you know, like they normally would, products. But I'm very, very optimistic. I told my team in a meeting on Monday that I expect that, you know, even this uncertainty, that the business, people will really start to look at domestic manufacturers in a stronger way. And we're in a prime position to take advantage of that. We have a lot of investments we've done, including a lot of domestic inventory that is fresh and new and ready for distributors to take advantage of it. While it started a little bit slower than, you know, what we were anticipating and our plan called for, we're fighting our way, and we expect that we're actually going to have a strong year.
Let's talk about your space here. It's a gorgeous space. It's like a little cafe, and not that little, actually. It's a pretty big space. And you're over here in the TCNA exhibit area, right?
Correct. So, you know, Stone Peak, a U.S. company, so we are part of the American Pavilion. Believe it or not, this is the same booth, meaning the walls and the structure, as last year. So last year we made a commitment to do a sustainable fashion, a three-year booth. And we basically only did 10% of the walls are new, with some new arches and such, but completely different look. And really this look mirrors what we showed as Iris Ceramica Group at Cersaie in September, which we launched this symphony theme, and it concludes here for the company worldwide at Coverings. Next year, the company will introduce a new look at Cersaie, which then will culminate in 2026 Coverings with us, you know, staying close to that theme. And that's what we have here.
Some of the panels are actually held by magnets so that it's easy to take down, right?
Exactly right. So we have our track system of magnetic insulation for that same purpose, to install quickly, be able to remove it quickly, and put it in storage as well. Forgot to say, though, there's a tremendous amount of team players that were involved, and we were honored the first day of the show with the Best in Show booth. So congratulations to all the team members and suppliers that helped us get there.
Well, your place is crowded. Let's talk about a couple other things that set you apart. You're a family-owned company, and actually the daughter of the founder is running things. I met her briefly. You had an event last night for customers. And Federica, help me with her name.
Right, Federica Minozzi, correct. Daughter of the founder, Romano Minozzi, correct.
And she's running it, right?
She is. She's our CEO. She really is a true leader in our company, changing a lot of aspects in our company for the good and really for the betterment of our industry and also for our company. Very focused on quality, on sustainability, and on design.
Woman-run organization and very sustainably minded. Let's go down that path for a minute. We talked about, obviously, the magnetic walls. That's pretty small compared to what you're doing over in Italy with this hydrogen-powered kiln that you're working on, right?
Exactly. So last June, we started that kiln in Castellarano in Italy, and it's producing right now slabs. We probably have close to a 50% mix right now of hydrogen and natural gas, and it continues to grow in the percentage until we get to 100% hydrogen fed. But the key, Kemp, I would say, is that this is a green hydrogen plant. The plant was built from below the surface with humongous cisterns of water that capture the rainwater that comes in. I forget how many millions of liters of water are stored there. Then we have the electrolyzer that actually takes the H2O from the water molecules, extracts the hydrogen that we use to feed the kiln, and it also takes the hydrogen molecules and helps actually feed our kiln with the natural gas to burn better and more efficiently. So it's one of its kind. So it's not just feeding hydrogen to the kilns. It's all green from the bottom, from the cisterns, all the way to, you know, firing the tiles. And we're very proud of it. And as I said, started last year around June and gradually growing to 100% feeding that kiln with hydrogen, which we're not there yet. We're probably halfway there at the moment.
You said all that without putting your lab coat on. I'm impressed. All right, so let's talk about a couple other things. You were the first in the USA to start making the gauge porcelain large panels. I think there's some other folks doing it now. How's that program going?
I love it. So that was one of the things that excited me of coming to Stonepeak, because, you know, we were the only one at that point. Now there's a second follower. That porcelain slab business is in different thicknesses. Some of it in 6 millimeter we make, and it's like a large tile. And then the 12 millimeter and 20 millimeter is a fabricated slab that goes to a different, a different end user. And we love it. We see it in Europe growing and growing in its applications and applicability. And so we're really excited to, you know, be leading, you know, the U.S. industry with that.
One last thing, Hector. I think you got married last fall, right?
So, yeah, we did. So got married in July 2024. My wife is in the industry. So we had some, people that are here at the show that are industry friends, you know, with us and celebrating with us and looking into our first anniversary in July.
Okay. She's still with her company?
Yeah, so she actually works for a large national distributor named StoneSource, if I can say. So, yes, she is.
All right, Hector, great to spend time with you. Thanks for giving us an update on Stonepeak and the Era Ceramica Group. Again, been talking to Hector Narvaez, the EVP of Sales and Marketing. And you've listened to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.